It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September the 25th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $19,107. Ethereum is down slightly at $1,328, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $278. Well, the block has pointed out a Walt Disney Company LinkedIn job post that hints that the company might be looking to dive into Web3 in earnest. The job listing is for a transaction lawyer to explore emerging tech opportunities, including NFTs, and is cryptically on an accelerated and aggressive timeline. Apparently, the right candidate would partner with the business teams as they plan new global emerging technology projects across traditional segments like the metaverse and decentralized finance. Notably, transaction lawyers review merger and acquisition deals and other complex business dealings. The post comes a short 2 weeks. The post itself comes a short 2 weeks after Disney CEO Bob Chapek said at its D23 Expo fan convention that the company is exploring and developing plans for the metaverse. The CFO of the insolvent crypto lender Voyager has thrown in the hat. Ashwin Prithpal joined Voyager in May of this year. Voyager CEO Stephen Ehrlich will handle the CFO duties in the interim. Prithpal is no stranger to short tenures, as they were previously the CFO at crypto exchange Drive Digital for 9 months, and prior to that, the CFO at crypto investment firm Galaxy Digital. Well, federal police in Brazil have reportedly raided 6 crypto exchanges in a money laundering investigation with scant details released. The raids were in conjunction with an investigation into tax evasion and money laundering involving the use of cryptocurrencies. The moves are part of 101 warrants, in which 2 arrest warrants and 37 search and seizure warrants exist. Apparently, the police have also ordered the freezing of roughly $238 million in assets and securities held by those under investigation. Well, the metaverse infrastructure firm Hadean has raised $30 million in a Series A round. The London-based company saw investments from the developer behind Fortnite as well as other big firms. The company did not comment on what the fresh infusion of capital will be used for. And finally, the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, will research the risks of crypto to national security in partnership with Inca Digital. Inca is developing a crypto ecosystem mapping tool to analyze crypto financial data and risk, apparently with the goal of helping the U.S. government and the private sector understand how crypto may be linked to money laundering, terrorist financing, and sanctions evasion, as well as to identify how cryptocurrency may affect traditional finance systems and vice versa. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.